The 100 Marathon Club by Darren Smith. Number 36, St. Igtyd's Ultra, 5th of May 2019. Sometimes you just have to mix it up. Try different things and hopefully you'll see an improvement in your running. Maybe lightweight shoes will help, or a heavyweight vest, or a new energy drink or foodstuff, or fasted running on an empty belly. Maybe you get a coach, or you train on hills or in a swimming pool, or plumb for a flying pig, like altitude training face masks or skin-tight shorts that absorb the energy from the cosmos and channel it into your running. I had started 2019 with this brilliant idea of joining the work gym and getting super fit in my lunch hours, with the thought that this would then translate to a far better time running the 125 kilometres of Fire and Ice Ultra whilst carrying 10 kilos of kit. And possibly, maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, chalk up a few PBs along the way. And it seemed initially like this would work out after missing out on a 5K personal best just by a couple of seconds on my first outing. But reality bit me hard on the gluteus maximus when my weight training bulked me up to comic book proportions. So much so that in the Madrid Marathon and the London 10K race photos, I looked and felt like a certain green superhero. You know, the one that you don't want to make angry. And so I decided to slim down and focus on cardio. Coming into one of my favourite races of 2018, expanded to include a whole new bunch of runners, yes, they come in bunches, like bananas, who were convinced by our escapades in Wales the year before, I could no longer rely on just being strong. And so I adopted the Green Man method for this race, or rather, I would not run it as part of a group or a pair. And so, to quote Mr. T,
"Hey man, this time I'm going to do it my way."
For my second running of the Green Man Ultra, I studied where I went wrong. Basically, I got lost several times and took far too long at checkpoints. This was actually also the case for St. Igtyd's in 2018. I got lost for a lot longer than I'd wanted and spent an age at the three checkpoints, well, five checkpoints that there are, when I wasn't lost. For GMU, I used the OS Maps app on my phone. I had a new comfortable Scott hydration pack, a better fueling method, and opted for an in and out strategy for the first checkpoint before getting just drinks at the rest. And that was my plan for St. Wales 2, the sequel. This time, I stayed near the start, rather than at a large crossroads-like hotel that felt like it had been stuck in a time warp since the 1970s, and didn't even serve food or drink after 7 p.m. on a Sunday, even with the bar completely filled with runners. I stayed close to the fish and chip shop too. We all coveted Josh's chips the year before, but couldn't get there in time before it closed. This year, I had an apartment rather than a hotel room, so could stock up with everything needed for a hefty fry-up the day after the race and before the long drive back to Londinium. This time, I was prepared. I was a vision of love, wearing boxing gloves and singing Hearts and Flowers, meeting up with the same crew at the same pub as last time. There were a few new faces and new friendships to be made, some notable omissions that we won't go into. I have often thought that without running, I would barely know any of the thousands of people that I've met around the world racing. I look around and see people from completely different walks of life, from the opposite ends of the UK and abroad even. We had Grace visit us from Canada. And we can thank this crazy sport for bringing us together. It does, however, rely on people who would not ordinarily socialise with each other or have anything in common with each other other than running to spend time together. And in one of these races, they have to spend the weekend together. A lot of people you get on with, most, if I am to be fair. But there are others where, for one reason or another, you don't gel or you end up downright hating each other because of personal beliefs or something that someone said on social media that you did or didn't agree with. The green-eyed monster, jealousy, does appear, normally turning a group against someone who had won something or was given something or joined one of the sponsored teams of influencers, in quotes. It is a disappointing part of amateur running, but one we have to live with, and it sort of draws away from the fact that this is just our hobby. It's not even our job. It's a hobby that we should enjoy and make the most of. All these new people that we meet, they are a... Well, we have to find a term now. They are a gift. And you should always appreciate gifts, no matter what they are. It's Christmas morning and you thought the big box was the white, limited edition Optimus Prime action figure, when it actually turns out to be a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of a watermill in the Cotswolds. And so, there would be a few new faces this year, and some old faces that were missing. For those of us who were there to run again, though, it would be by the by compared to the daunting task of running the hilly 50k again. First thing, the GMU plan, the Mr. T plan, worked like a dream. The first checkpoint at the bottom of the funnel, where in 2018 I found JK and Claire and Kazu and Ali singing Tom Jones, I pelted down that like shit through a goose, without even stopping. It was no way near as hot as the year before, and I hadn't even taken a swig of my drink at this point. At the fork in the road, where Della Michelle, JK, Claire and I went left and then got lost for 5 minutes, tried to go right, went left again, had to speak to someone until they told us the right way to go, I just went the right way. I raced through that. And then turning across the road and through the angled field of cows I missed last year, meaning that I didn't have to then run 15 minutes into Furness, the next village, the wrong way, before sitting for another 10 minutes on a bench before going to the shops and buying drinks before finding more lost runners and looking at a map to find the way. This year I remembered it distinctly. Again, it was like GMU. This is where you got lost last time, you fucking numpty, so don't do it again. And the second checkpoint, I ran through too. It was about 20 kilometres in and I had only just started on one of my two bottles of drink. And I was good all the way to the turnaround at 25 kilometres where I met up with Dave Patch Adams. Dave had experienced a few health issues recently and was slowing down a bit, and I slowed down too to jog with him after the turn so I could have a bit of a chat before I left him to walk for a while so I could run on ahead. I took a pause at the old man bench where JK and I had sat the year before to enjoy the view of the Gower. And then I walked my way all the way back to town through the last CP. I ran it all solo. Other than the briefest of time with Dave, I did this one alone. Like the first day of Race to the Tower, like GMU. I had something to prove to myself. After all, you can't compare yourself to others. I'm never going to compare myself to Crazy Baz or Spencer or Lewis or Susie Chan or Sean or any of these great runners that I know. I can only compare myself to me. And when I've had a race and I feel like I have been shit in that race, It is my own target that I need to hit the next time round. It is my target to be a little less shit next time. So my time for the race in 2018 was terrible. I did get lost a lot. I spent far too much time stationary at checkpoints. And there was no race photo of me at the finish because the photographer had gone home. And to be fair, can you really blame them? Still, I wouldn't have anything to show the grandkids if I ever have them. I sort of hit the last 5K, which is this horrible canal, sort of with clouds of midges over it that you don't want to get too close to. It looks a bit like pea soup. It's so grim. And I met up with this old-timer who was cramping up really badly and trying to literally hobble his way in. And so I ran the last few kilometres with him, before a beer session with the guys and a well-earned fish and chip supper. And I did get my finish line race photo. And I beat my previous time by 2 hours and 8 minutes, gaining a 50k PB along the way. Like I said at the beginning, sometimes you just have to mix it up, try different things and hopefully see an improvement. This time it worked. Go me, and go Wales, we do love you. Next up, the London Revolution Trail Marathon. Ooh.